Hachette Audio presents And Don't Fuck It Up, an oral history of RuPaul's Drag Race, the first 10 years. Written by Maria Elena Fernandez. Read by Alec Mappa. Preface: The Origin Story. RuPaul's Drag Race never set out to win over conventional America, climb the ladder of mainstream pop culture success, or conquer the world. Its first season was classic counterculture, developed and filmed while President G.W. Bush was in office, but launched at a time when Obama fever was at a national high. 14 years and about a couple hundred drag queen contestants later, everything from its language and style has seeped into the culture, cementing its place in herstory, one tuck at a time. From the halls of Congress to Wall Street, from schoolyards to universities, from big cities to small towns across the world, who doesn't throw shade or serve tea? Drag Race has become a worldwide phenomenon. It has become its own economy. With 26 Emmy wins, it is TV's most awarded reality competition show, has spawned several spin-off series, and is blossoming internationally with 18 shows across the globe and half a dozen more in the works. It also led to the creation of RuPaul's Drag Con, catapulting many of the contestants to international stardom. Drag Race was conceived as a classic reality competition show that derived from and playfully mocked other popular shows in the genre. It was part America's Next Top Model, part Project Runway, but made by your coolest arty friends. And as a show about personal evolution, where people representing every corner of the gender spectrum put their drag personas through unimaginable tests, the show surprised everyone with its uncanny ability to connect. It was fun. Through the process of queens reading each other, or writing musicals, or sewing intricate garments, the success of Drag Race has lived in how expertly it weaves and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?